bless you for each and every one of you coming on the call this morning. We thank God for you. And let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, you have set your glory above the heavens, and out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. We thank you, Father, that we have another opportunity to come before you with praise and thanksgiving to honor and bless your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for this is a wonderful day, the day that you have given us, and the day to remind us, Lord, that the living waters are flowing on the inside of us. We thank you for Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the testimony of the saints. We thank you, Father, for every individual that's on this call, and we ask that you bless them, that you protect them, to strengthen them, Lord God, them and their families, their households, their communities, their cities, oh God. And we glorify you, Father, for the message that's going to be brought forth this morning. We ask you, Lord, that our hearts, our minds, and our spirit receive what the Holy Spirit has for us this day as we go forth as ministers in the marketplace to do your will and to glorify your name. We thank you, Father, for Pastor Dr. P.K. Roberts and Pastor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, for these blessed women of God. We thank you, Father, for strengthening them and keeping them and, Lord, using them to glorify you and to honor your name and edify the body. We thank you, Father, for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in. And, Lord God, strengthen him each and every day as we carry forth the mantle, Lord God, to do your will. We thank you, Father, for the messenger. And we ask that you pour like never before as they pour into us. We glorify you, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. And amen. Well, TMC family, I love each and every one of you. I thank God for you, and we're going forth in this call. I will pass it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
Wow. Well, praise God for you. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell, for seating us and greeting us on this day. Thank you so much for opening us up with that anointed and warm prayer this morning. We thank God for you, and God bless you. Well, good morning, TMC family. My name is Stephanie Lauderdale. I reside here in Southern California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador for Artists International, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on this living water is flowing inside of me Wednesday. And so we want you to keep that in mind as you go through this day, because God has something great in store for you. So if you're visiting us for the first time here on the Master's Call, I just want to let you know that we are approaching our fourth year here on the Master's Call. So next week is an exciting week for us. The whole week, October the 20th through the 24th, we will be celebrating our anniversary here on the Master's Call. Some of you have been sitting with us time, and we thank you, and we pray that God will continue to increase the number of people that dial into this call every day at this appointed hour. So please, please, please be prepared to just give us a testimony, give us a praise report of how this call has truly enhanced, empowered, and enriched your life on the Master's Call at this divine and appointed hour every Monday through Friday. You can visit our website and give us a shout out. Please, please do that. It's www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All of our messages, our bios, our prayer directives for the Artist Empowerment Conference are archived on or listed on our website, so please visit our website. And if you've been here and you've been sitting here at the table and God is just pushing you and purging you to do something else, maybe you want to be a greeter here, maybe you want to be one of the prayer intercessors here on the Master's Call. Maybe you have a word that God has given you in your belly and you want to share. Well, I invite you to utilize our email address, and that's info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will definitely respond to you. October the 31st through November the 2nd, it will be our Artist International Empowerment Conference that will be taking place in the Bahamas. So for additional information, please go online to www.artistempowermentconference.com, www.artistempowermentconference.com, and you will see all of the details for that upcoming conference. Also, immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday, we go ahead and head over to the Morning Motivational Call, which today is Wednesday, which that means it is Awareness Wednesday with the Flanagans on the MMC. And that call-in number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. Once again, 530-881-1300. And the access code 539598#. Also, tonight, don't forget, it is the Artist International Corporate Call. That will be happening at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is 712-432-0900, and the access code 836211#. So I hope you will avail yourselves to those announcements. And now, if you missed some of them, I'll give them to you later on after we hear what says the Lord. So our speaker for this morning, wow, he has been here the whole 4 years that I have been here with the Master's Call. And I'm telling you, this is a powerhouse. Pastor Charles Chuck Brown, the second, has a ministry for the masses. For the past 12 years, he has been delivering a message of faith, healing, and encouragement across the nation. His unique teaching style and dynamic delivery has blessed thousands. He is known for bringing clarity to the Word of God. Although his sermons are highly acclaimed, they are very effective and applicable to the listener. He doesn't speak over the heads of the audience, but rather utilizes modern-day parables to reach them where they are. In 2004, Pastor Chuck started Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center and just recently has moved into a new edifice, and we thank God for what he's doing with the Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. As a matter of fact, October the 17th through the 19th, he is celebrating 10 years. So he is celebrating also his 10 years as we're celebrating our fourth year here on the Master's Call. So please give him a shout-out via Facebook and tell him congratulations on what he's doing to build the kingdom of God. He is a master administrator, visionary, and organizer. Pastors and organizations from across the country have tapped him to assist them via leadership conferences, leadership materials, and counsel. He is married to his soulmate, the lovely Marcia N. Brown. The Lord has blessed them with two wonderful children, Charles III and Christina Eve. In 2010, Pastor Chuck released his highly acclaimed book, The Death of the Desperate Woman. The strength of this life-changing book was witnessed at the Essence Festival, where Pastor Chuck achieved a milestone of best-selling author at the Essence Award Festival in 2010, and a revised edition of this life-changing book was released in April 2014. Pastor Chuck is also a highly sought-after musician, producer, songwriter, and recording artist. Presently, he is gearing up for the release of Kingdom Builders debut album, We Are Kingdom Builders. He is the founder of Infinite Wisdom Incorporated and also the president and CEO of Eagle Vision Entertainment. So at this time, without further ado, I am honored and pleased and pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than our speaker here on the Master's Call, Pastor Chuck Brown. Are you out there, man of God?
I am. Good morning to you, Minister Tiff.
Good morning, Pastor Chuck. The platform is yours.
Amen. Thank you so very much for you and Minister Brenda for you all, the assignments that you all were given and doing it with such excellence in class and anointing. Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, God bless you all as well as we celebrate this entire month for these 4 years that God has called you to do something great for the kingdom of God. Let me get into the word of God, Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. It reads this, King James Version, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after it that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to begin a series today that I believe is going to help us as believers to understand and realize the benefits of transparency. Contrary to popular belief, transparency is not a sign of weakness. We've been taught throughout our lives that we should hide who we truly are, especially if we're trying to get something. Hide who you are in order to get what you want. The problem with that theory is you often lose yourself. What I want to minister over the next few weeks deals with understanding that transparency is the first step to true deliverance. It's the first step to getting on the right path. It's the first step to ensuring that your life lines up with the life that God has ordained for you to have. Christians wear more masks than anybody on the face of the earth. We do so because we understand the ramifications of what would happen if people knew who we really were. You know that the same people who like us today may not think so highly of us if they discovered that we have secret issues. They may not call us for advice if they found out that we have the same struggles as they do. If our true thoughts were ever revealed to the public, we would be ostracized because what we appear to be to them is not who we actually are. A few months ago, I believe this past spring, the NBA was rocked in a scandal that involved an owner in the league that is 78% African-American. This owner's mistress secretly taped the conversation in which he proudly disparaged black folk. He talked about Magic and his players and diminishing them to virtual slaves. The outcry was intense. The parade was felt throughout the country. The problem wasn't so much what he said. The issue was that he lived as if he didn't harbor those thoughts. And to be honest, it would have gone off better had his employees, friends, and colleagues known better about him. He was faking it, and it cost him his franchise. Stay with me. The issue in the church today isn't that we don't mess up. It's not that we don't fall. It's not that we don't have it together. It's just that we won't keep it real. We won't keep it real with ourselves, nor do we keep it real with God. And that's why I want to start the series of Keeping It Real. This is the Keeping It Real series. And today's emphasis is in Philippians, but not on what this scripture generally stresses. I don't want to focus on the forgetting those things which are behind and the pressing for what's ahead. No, I want to tackle what's often overlooked in this verse where Paul says, I have not achieved it yet. I have not arrived. Today's message title is I Ain't There Yet. And I know many people on this line right now, you're a spiritual Superman or spiritual Wonder Woman, but if you're honest, you can really declare, I ain't there yet. I'm trying, but I'm not there yet. I'm striving, but I've not yet made my arrival. I still like from time to time, I don't like to admit it, but I do what's wrong. I still dip into areas that I've told people I was delivered from. Here I am still 20 years later dealing with what I should have resolved a long time ago. I ain't there yet. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not making excuses for anything or anyone. We're just keeping it real. I'm not justifying wrongdoing. I'm just keeping it real. I'm on my way, but at this exact moment, I'm not there. Paul writes this particular passage not as one who has it all together. He acknowledges that he is the least likely candidate to be used by God. Have you ever asked the question to the Lord, Lord, why do you bless me with all my mess? How is it that you still use me and I still got all these issues. How do you forgive me knowing that I'm going to do the same thing again? Paul was one of those who rejected Jesus, who was responsible for the death of the early church. Even though he didn't kill them himself, he was still an accessory to it. He did all he could to stifle the growth of this revolution of insane Jews who dared to say that Jesus was the Christ who died and rose for the sins of the world. He states, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, I'm an apostle, but there are some things I'm struggling with. I'm saved, but my tongue is still sharp. I'm a believer, but sometimes I doubt God. I'm a Christian, but sometimes I don't always represent Christ the best way. Paul was keeping it real. He in this verse was saying, I ain't there yet. And so there are a few things I want to get you to stop today. This is a checklist of what we need to stop if we want to keep it real. Number one, stop surprising people with a you they have never met. Stop surprising people with a you they have never met. Let me tell you something. And I'm just, you know, hey, this is Pastor Chuck. I really, that's the kind of person I am. I just keep it real. I've discovered something about marriage that no one ever taught me. This is the interesting thing. The person you marry is not the person you dated. The person you marry is not the person you dated. The person you dated is not the same person you find after you marry them. It's a surprise. The truth of the matter is nobody ever presents themselves as they truly are on the date. Nobody burps on the first date. Nobody pulls off the wig on the first date. You don't get the real them. You get their representative. This ain't really you. You may show elements of yourself, but that's not how you really are on a daily basis. This is the you that you choose to show me. I shared this with my ministry. No man goes up to a woman and says, hey, I notice you over here looking all good. I'm Sam, and I'm a compulsive liar. I'm married, but my ring is in the car because I want to get you to like me first, draw you all the way in, and then get what I want. And you can find out about my wife and three other girlfriends at another time. You know, they don't get up in the woman's face and say, you know, I do this all the time. I have commitment issues, and I just can't be with just one woman. No woman ever just says, you know, hey, I know I look sweet and kind right now, but there's a pit bull inside me that comes out because I don't trust men at all. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm crazy. Even your resume, it gives only the part of you that you want to reveal. The resume you present is an incomplete truth of who you really are. Nobody puts down their failures and presents those. No one puts down, you know, puts that they were fired because they were always late or incompetent or they were stealing on a job. Nobody just says, you know what, I really just wasn't good at what I did there. But Paul is keeping it real in this verse. No, I have not yet achieved it. I haven't made it yet. I'm preaching a word that I can't truly represent just yet. I'm preaching that the Lord is going to prosper you, but then I get in my car wondering how things are going to get paid in my life. I pray for healing for everyone else, yet I have to deal with these migraines. I'm ministering deliverance to all of these individuals, but I still have my own secret struggle. You cannot be real if you constantly hide who you are. At some point, you have to be honest, at least with yourself, that the marriage failed and wasn't all on him. I know I told everybody that, but that's not the truth. I'm not broke because somebody stole from me. I have bad financial management issues. I'm bad with money. I'm addicted to prescription drugs, and it's killing me to admit it. Man, listen, keep it real. Here's the second thing you have to stop doing. Stop denying your present state of being. Stop denying your present state of being. Learn to be present in the present. Learn to be present in the present. Paul says it this way, this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind me and pressing for what's in front of me. There's nothing wrong with what he said at all. It's just that too many of us only live in the past and live for the future without seeing where we actually are. I heard Bishop Jake say something, and it just blessed my life. He said, too often we have faith for the past and faith for the future, but we don't always have faith for the present. Always forgetting the past and always reaching for the future. You know, you'll hear the preacher soothing, my past is over. Oh, it's over. Or I'm going to get it tomorrow. By the time the sun is hot tomorrow, it's coming my way. But sometimes you need to just acknowledge that, but also acknowledge that where I am presently is discouraging. I'm in a hurting position right now. Where I am right now is painful and unproductive. Jesus always asks about the condition of a person. He said, what's the problem? I see what's wrong, but will you be real enough to acknowledge what's wrong? I'm here to heal you. But I need to know that you're not going to lie about where you are. Are you going to be real enough to say that you're actually sick? Lame man, are you going to be honest enough to say you're lame? Blind man, are you going to say that you can't see? Woman with issues, are you going to, listen, we lied to ourselves. Girl, I left him because he couldn't handle me. Really? Are you being honest with yourself? Can you not acknowledge that the only constant in the past 10 relationships where the same outcome came was because the only constant was you? Or can we be honest enough to acknowledge that we drive people away? I tried as a parent, but my methods were flawed. I didn't have a manual, so I didn't get it right the first time, and now everything's out of whack where I am now. When David messed up, he didn't rehearse to God. He didn't go to God talking about how wonderful he was. He didn't talk about how he slew Goliath. He didn't talk about how he won wars. He didn't talk about how he brought the ark back to Jerusalem, nor did he talk about how he was going to be the greatest king. He said, Lord, here is my heart. This is who I am. This is what I've done. And I'm not going to deny my past, nor am I going to just hope for a better future without acknowledging where I am right now. When driving, hear me, you can never arrive to your destination without acknowledging where you are on the trip. The places you've left are behind you. You haven't yet arrived at your destination, but when you're looking at the GPS has a locator system. I remember, I recall one time I was lost trying to get somewhere, and I went to turn on the GPS, put in the address, but I could not figure out what was the problem. And then I found out that I had my location turned off. And so the GPS could not help me because I wouldn't reveal where I was. And God is like, I want to help you, but you gotta let me know where you are. Yes, I know it, but you have to know it. You have to know that you're not all the way there yet. And I can bring you to your destiny. I can bring you to your purpose. I can bring you to the truth of who I created you to be, but you have to acknowledge your present. Where are you right now? Being real about where you are helps you to assess how far you have to go. Here's the third thing. Here's the last principle I want to share with you on this subject matter. Stop beating yourself up over who you are. Stop beating yourself up over who you are. Let me be honest with you. The devil beats us up. Certain family members are beating up on us. Co-workers, friends, haters, they're all beating us up. But you know what? Nobody can beat you up like you can. I call it spiritual self-mutilation. You kill your own spirit because you know something about you that no one else knows. You get tired of keeping up the front, but instead of working hard to change it, you beat yourself up over it. You keep replaying and reliving what God wants you to let die. Once I see where I am, I can't get depressed. I just got to get busy working on me. God wants you to get to the place where the reality of who you are only hurts you enough to change it. Let me say that again. God desires us to get to the place where the reality of who we are only hurts us enough to change it. You know what pain is? Pain is the body's indicator that something is wrong. But once you acknowledge pain, you don't just stay. You don't just stay in the pain. You're supposed to get busy fixing what's wrong. Okay, keeping it real, because I don't want you to get off this phone with a misunderstanding of what I'm saying. Keeping it real is not keeping it here. This is where I am, but this is not where I'm staying. I may not be there yet, but I'm still striving to get there. I may not be completely delivered yet, but I'm still working on it. I have not given up on me. Others may have given up on me, but I haven't given up on me because God hasn't given up on me. Is anybody glad that God is still on your corner pushing you on? Anybody happy that God ain't through with you yet? Anybody happy that God hasn't brought you this far to leave you, that he will stay with you for the entire journey? I'm not there yet, but I'm getting better. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting stronger. I'm not there yet, but my faith is increasing. I'm not there yet, but I'm trusting God more. I'm a little wiser than I was. See, that's what God is like. Are you better than you were last year this time? Are you in a different position? Are you on the same level, in the same place, still talking the same way, still responding and reacting like you don't have Christ in your life? No, I ain't there yet, but you know what, God? I'm actually working towards getting there. And once we understand that, God can then begin to move for us like never before. He would not move. He would not be able to respond to Adam until Adam acknowledged, you know what, God, I was hiding. I'm so sorry. Look, I was ashamed of who I was. I was hiding. Who are you? Moses, the reason why he could use Moses is because Moses was real enough to say, you know what, God, I know you want me to be the spokesperson, but I can't really speak. I ain't there yet. I'm not a public speaker. And God said, but I still want you to be the leader of my people. Gideon, God, I'm a coward. I'm not about that life. I'm not from the streets. I'm not that dude. I'm not ratchet. I'm not hood. Oh, okay, but that's who I want to use. I still want to use you. Because you're real enough to say you're not there yet. And people who are real enough with God, God says, you know what, I can bless them. That's who I can really use. Because it's those folk who think that they've arrived, who believe that they can walk in their own anointing, their own power, their own strength. They have no room for me. I need somebody who's going to say, you know what, God, I need you to fill me up. I'm empty right now. I need you to touch me. Hallelujah. I need you to strengthen me because I'm weak right now. God said, that's who I can prove myself powerful. I better get this call over because it's about to get crazy on this line, man. I feel God. I feel his presence all over this room. Hallelujah. Let me turn this call over. I hope that you are blessed by this message on this morning. God bless you. We love you with God's love. Thank you so much again, Tiffany, for the well wishes. And you all be praying with us. 10 years of ministry, been a long journey, but we're grateful to God that he's carried us this far. And I know he won't leave you just like he hasn't left us. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Okay, let the church say amen, amen, and amen. What an off-the-chain message this morning, Pastor Chuck. Keeping It Real series, I ain't, you heard me say, ain't there yet. So, you know, we all are work in progress. What a powerful word this morning. I'm going to be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Oh, God, we just magnify your holy name. We exalt you. Father, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you that your power and your anointing are flowing through these lines right now in this telecommunication sanctuary, God. We thank you for the man of God who came forth this morning, Pastor Chuck. We thank you, God, for you allowing him to bring us the message, Father, that we needed just to give us that extra boost that we needed naturally, supernaturally, God, and through the Spirit. And so right now, as he has increased and helped our lives to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced, we ask right now that you would increase in him, Father. We thank you for 10 years of ministry, Father, and appreciation. And we pray right now that every single need for them will be met in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to increase and that greater and new things will continue to come forth in the name of Jesus. And for every caller that dialed into the Master's Call this morning, Father, I speak increase in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. For we are more than conquerors and we walk in victory, Father. We thank you that you are the potter and that we are the clay and that we can be moved and molded when you say so. And because it is your will that we obey, God. And so we thank you. We salute you this morning. And we pray that the will of God will be done at the Artist Empowerment Conference and in our lives, God. We pray that you will move upon the hearts of the people, Father God, that 300 plus will be at the conference on next week. We pray for the spirit and unity of excellence, Father God, to flow through us right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you for traveling grace and traveling mercies. I pray that every single need will be met in the name of Jesus. I pray that those who stand in need of healing, Father God, I decree and declare that it's already done. I pray for those who stand in need of financial situations, I decree and declare right now that it is already done. I pray for those who are in need of employment and promotion, I decree and declare right now that it is already done. Father, any pains in our body, they're gone right now. Why? Because I'm decreeing and declaring it, and I am saying it is already done. So I pray for our bodies, and I pray that the spirit will be yielded and sensitive throughout this time that we're on as we are submitting ourselves to your will, God. And I pray that you would unify us, that you would sanctify our spirits to be one, on one accord and utmost to the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I pray that you appoint our hearts and our minds, our spirits and our bodies to the people that need to know that an appointment with artists will change their lives, and an appointment with the TMC will enrich, empower, and enhance their lives as they begin their day. So we thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you. We love you, and we want to let you know that you are amazing. And these things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So, yes, you have dialed into the Master's Call. And to hear the replay, please post this on your social media. Before you post anything else, post this replay number and let people know how awesome and powerful this call was today. That number is 712-432-1085 and the access code 957677 pound. Go on to our www.themasterscall.net website. Give us a shout out on there. Post that on your Facebook media page too. Tag three people today. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. Also, after this call, we're going to head over to Awareness Wednesday on the MMC. That number is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539598-POUND. Remember the corporate call tonight, 712-432-0900, and the access code 836211-POUND. And Artist International Empowerment Conference website, www.artistempowermentconference.com. Those are all of our announcements. Yes, I am excited, and it is still dark over here in California, but I'm telling you, God is the light on this line today. So go out and be great, be fabulous, and know that we will hear you on the line on tomorrow. Pastor Chuck, come on back over to the line and give us our benediction for this day.
Father, we're grateful for all that we've experienced. We're grateful, God, that we know that you're not through with us. This is going to be the very best day of our lives, that favor and opportunities will be presented to us, and that your grace will get us through. Give us the strength that we need, oh God, to make it. We love you so, so very much, and we're blessing you, oh God, throughout the day. Amen. God bless each of you. Be blessed.